Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Take a look at our own 2018 roster of Adam Cincirillo, Austin Faulkner, Garrett Marchbanks, and Martin Davalos. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
All right, Adam Cincirillo, where are we? Seattle. How close did you come to A, crashing the first turn, B, crashing that first rhythm? Look close to me. I got to watch it again.
Well, I came into the first corner pretty hot.
You did.
I got just a little bit off balance in my rut, and I kind of set my front wheel down going right instead of going left. Forced me to come in a little hotter than I wanted to, and ground was really pebbly here, and so my front end pushed, and I came pretty close, but I was fine. I mean, it wasn't like my heart didn't stop, like I was about to go down. But yeah, the first lane, I don't think that was my fault. Colt hooked a right on accident, obviously. And he jumped into the same hand that Faulkner jumped into it at Atlanta, which was kind of, I was kind of bummed about, man. It hurt again. I'm like, God, and this left hand. But yeah,
You made a run at Ferrandis a couple times. It seemed like every time it could have happened, you jacked up the whoops and you had to wait a couple laps to get back there.
Yeah, I mean, he rode good. I do feel like I maybe, like, especially after the beginning there when there was a couple little sketchy moments, and then Colt crashed and the track was super, it was super gnarly, breaking down. I busted out the quad after the finish line, that table over two, whatever you want to call it, three, whatever. I don't really don't care.
It's 2, 4, 3.
Yeah, I don't care what it is, whatever. I called it a double. I did that for the first time all day.
You did it with like 7 minutes to go.
No, I did it before that. I did it like third lap, dog.
I missed that then. Anyway, I'm a shitty media guy. So
he was really crushing that section, and then
I was going to give you more props because that was impressive.
Thanks. I was better in the whoops on that right side. He was trying to, he didn't know what to do. He was looking all over the place for me, and I really thought he's really good rider. Take nothing away from him, but he does ride with a lot of English, and I felt like he was I felt like he was going to get tired, which I think he did a little bit, and. I thought he was going to make a mistake. So I was really in that smart riding mode where I feel like a couple times lappers forced me to be a little bit farther back, and I was able to catch up to him super fast. But I'm kind of bummed on myself for not being a little bit more aggressive and making a move. I was in that, like, patient, smart riding zone. But at the same time, I mean, he did ride great, and I did my best. So bummed not to win, especially after winning three in a row, man. Like, second really sucks.
Oh, God, we can't win them all. Oh, God. How close were you in that last turn to maybe being – did it – no?
Yeah, I mean, basically I was just hoping he
– got scared.
Either got scared, kind of like what Webb did to Tomac last week. I mean, he didn't mean to, but it's kind of either that, or he was, like, for some reason – laying up because he's setting up for a whip over the finish line or something, you know. I was going to catch him. Right. But, yeah, man, I was bummed. It's just so close like that. But at the same time, it's like we got no time to be bummed. We got next weekend, and, you know, the points are fine. So,
Rough day today for you in the whoops a little bit.
Not really.
Okay, well, whatever. Most guys don't crash three times or whatever. Okay. But early on, you just said, okay, look to me like you're just like, hey, I'm going right. I'm going to go tight right. I'm going to jump these consistently. I'm going to get over the last one.
Yep.
So it really worked well for you. My point is that you and your life coach, I imagine, discussed this, and it really worked well. Like, that was a really smart move by you.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of the time made up in jumping the whoops is made up in the setup, like the corners before and the corners after, because you're not worried about it. You're not sweating it.
Yeah.
You can hug that thing as tight as you want, and you're not worried about also hitting the for us, you got to hit the corner in third, and then shift fourth going in. So it's just all the setup, and I feel like I used my legs really well jumping through the whoops. I did that at Vegas last year. I don't know if you remember that ride. Great ride at Vegas. I'm kidding. But Yeah, I feel really confident jumping through the whoops. And I knew that the main line, because everybody was jumping them, I knew the main line in the main, in the middle, I knew that was going to be terrible.
Which two 450 guys told me about how blown out it got?
Yeah, I look on the sight lap, I went in the first, the second three you land it, it gets like a, almost a, kind of like a an edge on the bottom, and it makes it impossible to cleanly hit all the threes. And so I just moved a little bit to the right, which I had dialed in. But unfortunately, didn't make a stick. I got close to him one time, and then he came over on me, and it's like, I don't know.
It seemed like every lap, I'm like, wait, this is it. You would make a mistake or a lapper, and then you had to work two more laps to get back to the position you just were in.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, honestly, the ride gives me confidence, too, because he's always coming from the back, and like, you know, he's always got speed, whatever. Like, when I was behind him, I felt like I had him. I just didn't pull the trigger, and that's on me. I mean, that's on me. He's the better guy tonight, but I got plenty of confidence. I'm good.
Mitch isn't here. Kid's birthday. You won a lot with Mitch here. Bones is here. Now you get second. I mean, do we blame this a little bit on Bones?
No. No, it's on me. Still haven't got a text from Mitch yet.
Wow.
It's probably – he's bummed. All right. That would have been 9 in a row. I'd have felt great.
Oh, really?
I think, right? I mean, I won 3.
I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Well,
oh, wow, way to let the team down.
I know. It all came crashing down.
Right. All right, thank you.
Thanks.